Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
The state legislature will be coming back into session tomorrow. And here with me is Karen Bowling from Nebraska Family Alliance. It's rather an exciting time as state senators come back together in 2016. It becomes very intense over these next 60 working days to see legislation passed.
It's an amazing environment to be in at the Capitol on that first day of the legislature. Each senator comes in and they have their children, their spouses, if they're grandparents, their grandchildren. It's just a very festive atmosphere to have the governor present and oftentimes the attorney general and some judges. But it's also a solemn time because this year there will be a senator that's being replaced, so they will take their oath of office. You know, Al, every senator represents about 36,000 people. It's a tremendous responsibility that they bear, and we encourage our listeners to consider adopting a leader in prayer. Nebraska Family Alliance, at no cost to you, puts together a packet with a magnet with the picture of who your specific state senator is and ways that you can specifically pray for them. The Lord calls us to pray for those in authority so we can live a life of peace and safety. And also, it impacts the ability of the gospel to go forward. It is important that we pray for our leaders.
It is important. Every time I express to a state senator we have individuals praying for them, they are very appreciative. To get your free packet of Adopt a Leader in Prayer, just contact us at Nebraska Family Alliance.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.